Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a clear night across Israel with mild temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, a comfortable evening for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Hamas terrorist behind the 2003 murder of Shalom HaMelech was killed in an IDF strike in Gaza earlier this hour, reports the Jerusalem Post. Also, three weapons were stolen from the Shayatet 13 base in the north, and a soldier is suspected, according to Walla from earlier today. Also this hour, the IAEA has detected new activity at Iran's fortified Pickax Mountain nuclear site, reported earlier today by Ynet. Separately, Yair Golan has filed an $843,000 lawsuit against Sara Netanyahu over an October 7th conspiracy theory, says the Times of Israel. And finally, I-24 News has reported from earlier today that Pakistan warns Iran to rein in the Houthis as Saudi strikes escalate. Here's what people are saying online. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Wawea posted just minutes ago that the IDF eliminated a Hamas terrorist who infiltrated Israel and participated in the killing of Colonel Yonatan Steinberg. Amichai Stein noted earlier today that former President Trump warned Iran about new activities at Pickax Mountain, suggesting severe consequences if Iran proceeds. Open source intel shared just minutes ago that Ismail Ibrahim Darwish Kandil, a Nukba terrorist, was eliminated by the IDF after being involved in attacks against Israeli forces. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strike reported by the Jerusalem Post, the strike targeted facilities in Gaza used by Hamas to store weapons and explosives. The operation removed Ismail Ibrahim Darwish Kandil, a key figure in Hamas's military operations. This strike comes amid heightened tensions in the region. Turning to the theft at Shayatet 13, Walla reports that the IDF is collaborating with police to address the growing issue of drone smuggling. Security measures are under review to prevent such incidents from recurring. The theft raises concerns about security protocols at military bases. Meanwhile, Ynet tells us the IAEA's discovery of activity at Iran's Pickax Mountain site raises alarms over potential nuclear developments. While inspectors lack detailed insights, satellite imagery indicates significant movements. This development could heighten regional tensions and impact diplomatic negotiations. On the legal front, the Times of Israel highlights Yair Golan's lawsuit against Sara Netanyahu. Golan accuses her of spreading conspiracy theories, damaging his reputation. He states that the lawsuit is a stand against a government he claims has lost restraint. This legal battle could further strain political relations. Finally, I-24 News reports Pakistan's warning to Iran regarding the Houthis in Yemen. As Saudi strikes escalate, Pakistan urges Iran to control the Houthis to prevent further regional instability. This diplomatic pressure aims to de-escalate tensions in the Gulf region. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes reports Tel Aviv leads in home sales, with 1,730 apartments sold between May and July, indicating a robust real estate market. Separately, Mariv Business advises checking your pantry as the health ministry recalls 7 days bake rolls due to undeclared fava bean flour, posing a risk for those with allergies. And finally, Katech shares insights from Doron Sivan of MadSec Security, who remains skeptical about AI's impact on improving organizational security. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.